Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, the Dallas police chief said authorities are downloading more than 170 hours of body camera footage and collecting countless hours of video recorded on dash cams as they try to piece together the events of last week that led to the shooting deaths of five law enforcement officials in Dallas. Chief David Brown also said that they were trying to discern what led the shooter to target them.
I am a little bit old school cop. Until you show me we've exhausted every lead, I'm not going to be convinced that we know everything about what happened, associations, others that might be complicit. So we're gonna turn over every rock.
The shooter's parents are saying he returned from a deployment in Afghanistan a changed man. Delphine Johnson said her son became a hermit after 6 years in the Army Reserves. And the father, James Johnson, said the family was shocked at what had happened. Here they are speaking on the Blaze website.
I didn't see it coming.
Talk about Micah, honey.
He was a good son.
I love my son with all my heart. I hate what he did.
The parents of shooter Micah Johnson. Well, today, after the deaths in Dallas and the shooting deaths of blacks by police, there are calls, sometimes from the same people, for respect for the police, law and order, and a need to address the institutional racism that the government itself recognized in Department of Justice reports. That sounds like 1968, when the Kerner Report, commissioned by then-President Johnson, issued a scathing finding on a country divided, black and white. But this weekend, President Obama said any comparison to the polarization of the 60s, when cities like Detroit and Newark saw race riots after the incidents of police brutality, is just not true.
You're not seeing riots, and you're not seeing police going after people who are protesting peacefully. You've seen almost uniformly peaceful protests, and you've seen uniformly police handling those protests with professionalism.
Our next guest agrees that despite the horror of recent violence against African Americans and police, we are not close to the burning cities, not to mention assassinations of the 60s. But he wonders if today the political response may be moving in the wrong direction, as it did in 1968. Julian Zelitzer is a professor of history and public affairs at the Princeton Woodrow Wilson School. His piece about the Kerner Report is in The Atlantic. There's a link at hereandnow.org. Julian joins us from New York. Julian, welcome as always.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's fascinating to be reminded that there were two Kerner reports. The first one was rejected, killed by President Johnson, who, like President Obama, was seen as someone who could affect change in race relations. But he was hamstrung by resurgent conservative Southern Democrats, the failing war in Vietnam. He didn't think he could affect change. So he actually stacked the original Kerner Commission with people unlikely to suggest change. And still, what did the first report, and then it was killed, the second report, what did they say?
Yeah, the first report was a draft by social scientists working for this commission, and it was called The America of Racism, and it was really hard-hitting. It said the Great Society programs were fine, but they basically offered tokenism and token solutions to the problem of what they called the white power structure that dominated American economic and political life. So it was really tough on the way politics and power was distributed, and really critical of the Great Society, which were Johnson's programs. The second report was not quite as hard-hitting, but it was pretty tough in retrospect. The famous line is that we are moving toward two societies, one black, one white, separate and unequal. And it also talked about institutional racism, the way racism is inscribed into everything from housing to employment and to policing.
Yeah. I mean, and they also said it was creating a peoples in America, a truly revolutionary spirit and unwillingness to compromise or wait any longer to risk death rather than have their people continue in a subordinate status. That was actually the first report that was nixed, but somewhat, you know, the same language in the second. And yet Johnson, as we said, was hamstrung. Despite the report becoming popular, just to remind people, it was a bestseller. Actor Marlon Brando read parts of it on the Joey Bishop TV show.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. It became a real phenomenon when it came out. It was a bestseller. Tom Wicker wrote a introduction to it. Marlon Brando goes on the Joey Bishop show and reads parts of it. And people are having reading groups all over the country. And it's all over the media. And the language in this is really striking. I mean, it's talking about white racism again, issues like policing. But politics moved in a very different direction. It wasn't the liberals who won the day. It was Richard Nixon with his calls for law and order.
Richard Nixon leading the call, the charge for law and order. And as you say, that's the direction that the country chose to go in, despite the government knowing that there was a problem. You see potential parallels to today. What do you see?
I do. I mean, look, President Obama is correct. There's been a lot of progress. We haven't had the kind of rioting we saw in Newark and Detroit, but that doesn't mean the problems are not pretty severe. In the criminal justice system, as the prime example, we have seen how racial disparities are constantly at work, from arrests to how officers handle those arrests to the penal system. And those are all issues that were dealt with in the Kerner Report. They are not new. These are deeply rooted in American society, and we didn't deal with them in 1968. So it's not just that this is like 1968. We've actually never solved the problems this report pointed to.
But we have to say that it's different in many ways, including you can't broad brush. There are people, police across the board, who are condemning the racist actions they see, the systemic racism they see. It is different.
Look, absolutely, there's been great progress in how we understand race and the care with which police give these situations. We also have to remember everything wasn't broadcast back in 1968. So now there's a lot more pressure when the police are there. They are under the microscope in a way that wasn't true in the late 1960s.
Well, they're under their own microscope, too, when you have chiefs like Brown in Dallas. Julian Zelitzer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton's Woodrow Wilson School. Thank you so much. We'll link you. And by the way, you wrote the introduction to a new edition of the Kerner Report. We'll link you at HereNow.org.
Thank you.